Good morning, and welcome to Finance Pulse. Today is Friday, July 17th, 2026. I'm your host, and this is the end-of-week briefing for Deloitte Finance Transformation Consultants working with banks. Let me tell you what is genuinely new this morning and what it means for your client conversations. Start with Citizens Financial, because it delivered the standout print of the entire super-regional earnings week. The Providence-based bank reported Q2 net income of $587 million. Earnings per share came in at $1.30, up 41% year-over-year and 15% sequentially. ROTCE hit 13.9%. That is a meaningful step on the path to their 16-18% target by end of 2027. The mechanics matter more than the headline. Net interest income rose 4.4% sequentially, to $1.631 billion. NIM on a fully taxable equivalent basis expanded 3 basis points to 3.17%. And management guided full-year 2026 NIM to a range of 3.22-3.27%, with 2027 in the range of 3.30-3.50. But here is the number that should stop a finance transformation consultant in their tracks. Citizens' private banking deposit base went from $8.7 billion a year ago to $18.3 billion in spot deposits this quarter. That business contributed 15 cents to EPS and generated a return on equity above 25%. When a single business line doubles its deposit base in 12 months, it does not just change the revenue story. It changes the liability mix, the funds transfer pricing architecture, the deposit cost modeling assumptions, and the scenario universe for every NIM forecast the finance function produces. That kind of growth velocity exposes whether a bank's planning infrastructure can reprice and remodel in near real time, or whether it is still running on a quarterly refresh built for a world where deposits moved slowly. Truist is reporting this morning, before the open, as the final print of the week. The Street expects $1.08 on $5.24 billion in revenue. From a finance function standpoint, two things matter beyond the headline. First, NIM and deposit costs, because Truist's Q1 NIM of 3.02% is one of the tighter reads in the cohort, and any deterioration will sharpen the analyst pressure. Second, this earnings call is also the first public performance accounting under the shadow of the CEO transition to incoming CEO, Michael Lyons. When leadership changes at a bank of $549 billion in assets, the finance transformation agenda resets with it. New CEOs ask different questions of the finance function, and that tends to open the door to investment conversations. On the macro front, the next 12 days matter enormously. The July 28th and 29th FOMC meeting is now a near coin flip. As of Monday, CME FedWatch put the probability of a 25 basis point hike at 46.5%. Kalshi had it at 36%. Fed Governor Waller's warning that the Fed must not repeat the mistakes of 2021 and 2022 drove a portion of that move. Here is the complication for CFOs and treasurers specifically. There is no summary of economic projections produced for the July meeting. No dot plot. No new inflation or GDP forecast. That means whatever decision comes out of Washington on July 29th will arrive without the forward anchor that bank finance functions typically use to calibrate H2 NIM scenarios. A bank that does not already have hold, hike, and hold with hawkish guidance scenarios modeled and stress-tested in its planning tool will be flying blind for third-quarter guidance season. The rate backdrop provides additional context. Core PCE rose from 3% in December 2025 to 3.3% in April 2026. The June dot plot showed a median funds rate projection of 3.8% by year-end, 16 basis points above where we sit today, suggesting at least one hike remains the FOMC's central tendency, even if individual meetings are uncertain. Futures markets as of early July were pricing a path approaching 4% by year-end. For bank CFOs, the practical implication is that deposit repricing pressure may not be over. On the regulatory front, the Basel III re-proposal comment period closed on June 18th. We are now in post-comment finalization territory. The March 26 proposal rescinds the 2023 framework, removes the dual-stack approach where banks calculate capital under both standardized and internal models, and introduces a separate, lighter framework for regional and smaller banks. Regulators anticipate a modest decrease in overall capital. Bloomberg Intelligence estimates a final rule by Q4 2026, with implementation beginning as early as 2027. Here is the angle that most coverage misses. Even if the final rule lowers your client's CET1 requirement, the shift from bank-specific internal models to standardized methodologies is still a full rebuild of the RWA data infrastructure, the capital reporting logic, and the treasury scenario framework. The planning work starts now, not at final rule. Let me close with AI and finance, because a new data point from the Oliver Wyman and NYSE CFO Survey 2026 reframes where bank budgets are actually flowing. Banking and capital markets CFOs are the most AI-aggressive of any sector surveyed. 88% are planning moderate or substantial enterprise spending increases. But their top deployment priority is not FP&A and not the financial close. It is controls, audit, and fraud detection. That is a direct reflection of where the cost of error is highest in banking. Regulatory consequence, not quarterly miss. The Bain 2026 CFO survey adds the ROI calibration. Only 31% of all CFOs rate AI outcomes as strongly positive. But among those who have moved beyond pilots into full production, that number rises to 41%. Among top quartile AI mature organizations, it exceeds 60%. The message is consistent across Bain, Gartner, and Deloitte. The return on AI is not a function of how much you spend. It is a function of how far you scale and whether your processes are clean enough to give the model something useful to work on. Three conversation hooks to take into your client meetings today. First, Citizens' private bank deposit base doubled in 12 months. Ask your client whether their FTP model and NIM scenario architecture can handle that kind of deposit mix velocity, or whether it was built for a slower world. Second, your client's AI budget is rising, but only 31% of CFOs rate current outcomes as strongly positive. Move the conversation from pilot inventory to scale plan. What is the data foundation? What is the governance model? And what specific workflow will go into production in the next 2 quarters? Third, the July 29th FOMC decision arrives with no dot plot and no summary of economic projections. Ask your client how they are running H2 NIM scenarios without a forward anchor, and whether that gap is an argument for investing in internal scenario modeling capability now.